The Traveler's Journal, May 1st, Savoring the Sizzle of Shanghai. The last four centuries have brought many changes to this once sparsely populated fishing village situated on the spongy delta where the Great Yangtze River finally filters into the East China Sea. Thrust into prominence as an opium port during the age of British colonialism, Shanghai became China's most international city, with a reputation for go-go enterprise and decadent delight, ripsawed repeatedly throughout the 20th century by war, revolution, and cultural chaos. Its luster and energy faded, but filled by economic reform and pent-up initiative, the city's been reborn with an abandon that is both exhilarating and disorienting. This is not your father's Shanghai. A furious building boom has transformed the skyline from picturesque dilapidation to 21st century Buck Rogers. The classic stone facades of the Bund waterfront district have been dwarfed by glittering towers, sprouting skyward seemingly everywhere, and often right before your eyes. Everything seems new. The new airport, subway, and elevated highways, along with stylish shopping and residential districts. There are new museums, new cuisines, and entertainments, old and new. Most conspicuous are new attitudes about everything, from home ownership to sexual propriety. Seething again with entrepreneurial energy, Shanghai has regained its status as China's preeminent city, surpassing even Hong Kong and Beijing. Despite international incidents, political dissent, and economic downturns, Shanghai is easily Asia's most exciting metropolis. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.